On Friday, December 2, 1955, there was a tiny news item buried on the bottom of page 9 in the Montgomery Advertiser. The headline, "Negro Jailed Here for Overlooking Bus Segregation." That arrest of seamstress Rosa Parks, hardly noteworthy to news editors that day, would mark a turning point in American history. Now, tonight and tomorrow, the body of Rosa Parks is lying in honor in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. Pilgrims lined up this afternoon to pay tribute to the civil rights pioneer. Judy Rashid of Greensboro, North Carolina, was third in line.
I'm here to honor a fallen soldier, a flower, actually, that has been taken home. I'm here to pray for my grandchildren, yet unborn, so that their spirits can connect with Rosa Parks in terms of the ancestry, so they can be in tune with standing for social justice for the world.
Rosa Parks died Monday at her home in Detroit. She was 92.